Hello and welcome to the Breast Cancer Now podcast. This is a series that shares the stories of women and men who have had breast cancer. It's also where you'll hear the voices of our nurses, researchers and experts who help to provide support for today and hope for the future to anyone affected by breast cancer.
Today I'll be speaking to Diana from South London about her personal experience of breast cancer. Diana struggled to find a sports bra after she had a mastectomy. She wrote a brilliant blog for us asking why women aren't encouraged to love their bodies after they've had a mastectomy, and what fashion brands could do to make women like her feel more empowered. Diana, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, thanks for coming on. I wondered if you could start by telling me a bit about when you were first diagnosed.
Well, I've always enjoyed jogging. I won't say running because that's a bit ambitious. Yeah. And after I'd had my first child and then after I'd had my second child, I built up my jogging via doing parkrun. And so when my second child was about a year old, I was jogging along in my parkrun and I felt a kind of itchiness in my right breast. And being someone reasonably busy, I kind of ignored it for a few months. But every time I did parkrun or I went jogging, I'd feel this kind of itchy feeling. And eventually I went to the doctors about something unrelated. I expect a lot of women do this. And at the end of the appointment, I went, oh, and can you just check my right breast? I can't feel any lumps or anything, but I've got this itchy feeling. Can you just check? And she kind of poked around and said, I can feel a bit of density, but don't worry, it's not cancer, but I'm going to send you for a mammogram to kind of double check. And I was like, okay. So then a week later, I went for my mammogram. And I remember I was lying having the sonogram and I was actually finding it quite relaxing because someone else was looking after my children and I was just lying on this bench. And then after about 20 minutes, the guy kind of turned to me with a serious face and kind of said, oh, there are actually some lumps here. And I kind of went, yeah, but, you know, not like cancerous lumps. And he made a serious face and went, at which point I completely freaked out. And luckily my sister was with me. And I think because it was a surprise, I hadn't been expecting it. I hadn't done any pre-appointment kind of Googling. So I didn't know how survivable breast cancer was. I just tipped straight into, I'm going to die. My 4-year-old and my 2-year-old are going to grow up without me. So it was extremely frightening. But within about a minute, they'd kind of managed to get through to me that I wasn't going to die, fingers crossed. But I sensed, because they were talking about there being quite a lot of lumps, that I was probably going to have a mastectomy. And I wasn't really bothered. I think because I'd had this massive death fear, a mastectomy was like, yeah, fine, you know, do it. And then, so I had my mastectomy. They were 97% sure that it hadn't gone into my lymph nodes. But then post-mastectomy, I had another fearful moment where actually they found it was in my lymph nodes. And so I had a kind of month of more death fear, wondering whether it had spread. But then about a week ago, I got the news it hadn't spread. So again, very happy. So all this kind of leads me to the fact that I feel like I've had these two quite intense periods of, you know, fearing that I could die. And now I know I'm, touch wood, not going to die. Actually, the way I feel about my body is I feel really happy. You know, I've had a mastectomy, and the fact I've had a mastectomy to me means I'm not dying. My children are going to, you know, be with me as they grow up. You know, to me, it's really a pretty positive thing. And I've kind of, to me, my body is normal. You know, I've got used to it. My body is fine. But I think to the world, like, my body is not fine. Every morning I get dressed and I put on my bra that has either a great flapping thing on the right-hand side because I'm a double D, so there's a big gap, or I put it on and I have to stuff a falsie in like it's the 1950s. Grr.
Yeah. How did you feel about your body when you were waiting in that point, when you were waiting for the results?
I think I found the appearance of my body and what other people thought of it was the least of my worries. My friends and family know I've had a mastectomy and they don't care. It's not something that they would make me feel ashamed of. And, you know, I don't really care. My sons don't mind. My older son, who's 4, decorated my... I've got this kind of... They give you a thing called a softie when you first have a mastectomy, which is like a fabric breast, I suppose. And he's kind of decorated it for me. And he told me that I could wear it some of the time, but some of the time I could cuddle it if I liked, which was very nice of him. So this is the thing. I feel like I'm not traumatised by my body. I'm all right with it. But I am upset by the fact that it seems completely inconceivable to the world that I wouldn't want to hide my body. It seems like everyone else assumes that the first priority of a woman who's had a mastectomy is to like look normal for the average bloke in the street. But, you know, what do I care? I don't think if anyone in the street really stopped and thought about it, they would think that it's a woman's duty to appear like she's got 2 bosoms all her life, even if she hasn't.
Yeah. Did you know straight away you didn't want a reconstruction?
Yeah, I was quite instinctive with me, I think. And the thing is, I think if you do want a reconstruction, fair dues, and I think it's brilliant that it's available. And I think it's great that all the stuff is available to make a woman feel good when she's had cancer, because cancer is rubbish. But I don't think it should be the only path available to you. And at the moment, it kind of is, because if I want to go running, which I do when I finish chemotherapy because I like it, I'm either going to have to wear a sports bra, which is not full, which when I tried after my surgery, it came undone, or I'm going to have to stick some blooming thing down my bra, which when you're sweating is rubbish. I don't want to do that. It's really lame. And it gets on my nerves.
Yeah. You mentioned that. And you're right that walking down the street, if someone really thought about it, they would obviously want a woman to be able to do what she wanted.
Yeah.
What is the immediate perception though? What is the
I think people perception? Would I think people probably think you look a bit weird. I noticed basically depending on how sometimes if I go out, I feel like, especially since I started chemotherapy, sometimes I just feel a bit kind of tired and I want to blend in, and I put in my softie. But the other day I did that, and it's basically become quite misshapen. And I saw a man looking at me slightly strangely, and I looked down, and it had sort of worked its way up my bra, and I was definitely looking quite bizarre. So, you know, I can see it might be a bit surprising to people, but I think if you I think that's the thing that I find odd, that actually 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. Loads of them have mastectomies. I don't know the number, but there are loads and loads of women around who do actually look like me, but literally you never see them. You know, I've lived in London 20 years. It's quite a populous, busy place. I don't think I've seen... and you see sometimes women who are wearing headscarves and you think, oh, maybe they've had cancer. But I don't think I've seen someone in public who looks a bit lopsided as I do. But maybe if companies made bras for people like me, of whom there are a lot, we would feel more that it's an okay thing to do, just to walk around being yourself. And, you know, it would all become a bit more normal.
Mm. How does it make you feel wondering whether anyone else does have one? Does it make you feel sort of separate to that?
I think it would be... I think, because I was thinking that on the tube on the way in, I was thinking it would be quite nice if... because that's the thing, there's quite a sense of sort of solidarity with other women you meet who have had breast cancer. You know, quite often we're quite nice to each other, as far as I can tell. And if I was sitting on the tube and I could see another wonky-looking woman, I could give her a little friendly smile, it'd be quite nice. You know, I don't see why it's something we should hide. And I think if we could all see each other, you know, we could all, I don't know, just be nice to each other.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think the breast cancer community could do to help empower women to make the right choice for them?
I think it would be nice if sort of literature and websites and Instagram people started from a base point that either choosing to appear with two breasts or choosing to appear with just one, either is okay and either is possible. And like, even people have fashion advice for people who've had mastectomies, and it always starts by going, the way to disguise your mastectomy is to wear colourful prints. And it's like, it just starts from this, the base point of everyone else's assumption is that the thing you want is to disguise yourself. And there's something quite rubbish about saying to women, your first priority is to appear in a way that you are not. You know, I think that's, it's not very good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Do you think that comes into when women are first choosing as well, when they're in the doctor's surgery and
I don't know.
Speaking about their options?
I don't know. I know my surgeon, who is amazing and, you know, really great woman, but she was quite... And so she said, you know, you can either have a silicone implant or you can have your mummy tummy made into a breast for you, or you can just leave it. And I was like, you know, I think I just want to leave it. I said the idea of putting silicone in my body when I'm just trying to get rid of something quite scary in my body just felt really wrong to me. I kind of thought that was a fairly normal response. But then after I'd learned I was going to have a mastectomy and I started Googling things, I went online to look for stuff like mastectomy bras. And to my mind, because I didn't really know much about mastectomy bras, I assumed mastectomy bras were bras which were designed for people to have one, like, breast supported. That's what I assumed they were. And then I found out, actually, when people mean mastectomy bra, they generally mean something with a pocket in for you to put prosthesis. And I was like, okay, that's the normal run of mastectomy bras. But, you know, there must be some particular company that is making these, you know, bras for women like me. So then I Googled some more and I was like, there's literally nothing. And I find it enraging that in a world where you can buy everything, all the kind of stupid nonsense things that you can buy on the internet, but nothing for me to walk around being myself. And it makes me feel really cross and also really upset. Because I feel like my body is fine. Everyone else thinks my body is like something that needs to be hidden. And that's, you know, it's pretty unpleasant when you're feeling a bit vulnerable with your chemotherapy anyway. You know, it's not very good.
Yeah. In your blog, you mentioned how there are bras for all ridiculous kind of scenarios.
Yeah, because then I did some quite good comedy Googling where I was thinking, what's the most obscure bra I could find? And I found a bra that was... T-Rex, it's like T-Rex claws, like supporting your bosoms. I found a bra that's like two lettuce leaves. I found a bra that's like a crane, and that was moving slightly into the world of fetish bras, which I didn't Google too much, but I know there are a lot of. And so there's all this kind of stuff available, and people are so creative about breasts, and everyone thinks about breasts all the time. But for me... not my breast, that's not allowed. You know, people will make all sorts of crap, but they won't make something for me just to be myself. And when you think about the language that sports brands especially use, you know, be the best that you can be, with a strong women, independent women, women who just want to be themselves, you know, it's just you out there on the road running, not caring what other people think. And then these companies especially just not assume, well, just assuming that a woman who's had a mastectomy, of whom there were loads and loads and loads, we don't want to be ourselves when we're running. No, we want to be covered up. Our priority when we're running is to look normal for everyone else, but that's just not how I feel at all. And I imagine there are other women who feel like me as well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Have you found any other women who are talking about it or sharing their stories?
Well, I found an amazing woman called Claire Collison online, who is a poet and an artist, who'd just won a poetry prize for a poem she wrote about sort of the experience, I think, of having a mastectomy and remembering kind of other women in her life who she'd been aware of who'd done the same thing. And so I sort of made friends with her on Twitter and then started stalking her a bit. And I mean, I would like to find other people who feel like me, because I'd like to think that together we could kind of poke these bra manufacturers into providing something for us, because at the moment it's just me kind of emailing them and being ignored. So, yeah, if anyone else feels like me, please contact me.
Absolutely. How did it feel when you found Claire as well, in terms of personally finding
someone? It felt really nice, because really, when I wrote the blog for you, and I wrote another one as well, and people who I knew contacted me and said, oh, it's really interesting, I just hadn't thought about it before, but I see your point. And that was quite nice. But as a general rule, I think if you start talking to people about it, you know, you say the word bra and people immediately think, oh, it's not very serious, it's a bit silly. You know, and especially when you're talking about something like breast cancer, which is really serious and, you know, life or death. And then you start saying, yeah, but I want a bra that fits. It sounds trivial.
Is there a sense of, in the triviality of thinking, oh, well, these people think I should just be thankful for what has saved my life? But actually, that's what you mentioned in your blog. It's like, yes, this is something that saved my life, which is why I want to celebrate
it. Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. I don't feel like my mastectomy was tragic. And I know for a lot of people, you know, your breasts and your cleavage, it's like really core to who you are. And, you know, I've used my cleavage over the years, you know, I've ensnared my husband and, you know, I breastfed my two children. I valued my having two. It was nice. But it wasn't the only thing about me. And now I've only got one, it means I'm not dead. You know, two breasts, dead for me. One breast, yay, alive. So it's quite, for me, it's quite a clear thing. For me, one breast is good. If I had two breasts, I'd be off to, you know, shuffle off this mortal coil in some period of time. So, yeah, I'm happy about it. And that's why it annoys me that I keep having to, you know, feel like I've got to wear stuffing.
What advice would you give someone who's recently had a mastectomy?
I don't know. I would hesitate to give anyone advice.
Tips.
I'd say do what you want, whatever makes you feel better, because definitely there are some quite rubbish elements to having cancer. So, you know, if having surgery or finding an amazing prosthesis, you know, makes you feel good, then that's very good and it's available. And I suppose the problem is that the obvious piece of advice, you know, do what you want, do what makes you feel good. You can only really do that if what makes you feel good is appearing like you've got two bosoms, because it would make me feel good to go running in a sports bra that fitted me, but I can't. So my advice is not very helpful to people like me, because,
But I think saying do what makes you happy, that is the most important thing, because especially when you're tied up in treatment and have been used to being told what treatment you will have, suddenly you're given a choice to do something.
I didn't find it hard to make the decision to not have surgery, because it was very intuitive and instinctive with me. And at first I didn't find it hard just to walk around with one, just not wearing my prosthesis, because I just assumed loads of people were doing that. But then after a month or so, and I think when I went to my second, to one of my follow-up appointments, and the doctor said to me, you know, you can wear your prosthesis now, even though you've got a scar. And I was like, oh, I'm really supposed to be wearing it, aren't I? And then I went through a phase of feeling quite embarrassed, and I did wear it more because, you know, I didn't want to look like I was making a fuss, or kind of, I didn't want to look like I was kind of, yeah, making a fuss is the, I wanted to do what I was supposed to do. But then after a couple of weeks of that, I just found it annoying. And I was like, right, this can go in the bin. And so now I'm just embracing my wonky nature.
Good. That's great. Thank you so much, Diana.
No, thank you.
And yeah, if anyone would like to share their story or get in touch with Diana and help her with her cause, let us know. Do get in touch. We also have lots of information around different options for reconstruction or for mastectomies, or if you're thinking about what you'd like to do, we have our helpline as well, and you can find our number for our free breast care nurses on our website as well.
Thank you for listening to the Breast Cancer Now podcast. Make sure to subscribe to our channel on your preferred podcast service to hear our next episode. If you have any questions or concerns from listening today, you can find information on our research, services and campaigning on our website at breastcancernow.org.